Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. We're talking about angels again this week. Let's come to the Heavenly Father and praise Him and thank Him for these wonderful beings, these magnificent angels He has sent for us. Father, we praise You and thank You for these wonderful angels. Lord, I thank You and I praise You that Your angels hearken unto Your word in the earth. And I thank You that we have the privilege of speaking Your word to bring forth these angels to put them to work for us. And Lord, I just worship You and praise You and thank You that You sent these magnificent beings to help us out, to be great and mighty support when we need them. And we give You all the praise and the glory and the honor, Lord. Now, as the word goes out today, reveal it to every man, woman, boy, and girl that'll be listening, that they may know and hear and understand who these angels are, that they may put them to work for themselves. Now, we praise You and thank You for them. In Jesus' name, amen. These angels will go forth and do great and mighty things. These angels will direct men of God. In other words, if you are a man or a woman of God and you're serving the king and you're about his business, these angels can come to you and direct you and send you off in the right direction. Because we're going to go to Acts chapter 8 and verse 26. And we're going to read a few verses here in Acts 8. And it says, "And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip." Now, who spoke unto Philip? The angel of the Lord. Now, who can speak to you? The angels can speak to you. God can speak to you. Satan can speak to you. So it's possible for you to hear all kinds of voices. So you need to understand and learn how to discern which one is right. Because right here in Acts chapter 8, verse 26, that it says, "And the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip." Well, now I wonder what that angel was going to tell Philip to do. What if that angel were to say something bad about somebody, or tell you to do some kind of physical harm to someone, or to do something evil to them? Who do you think that might be speaking to you? You're right, Satan and his demons. "But the angel of the Lord spoke unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert." Now then, Philip had a choice to make here. Was he going to obey God, or was he going to refuse to do what the Lord told him to do? There's been many a time that we will hear a voice, or the Lord will prompt us by the Spirit in these days that we live in today, and we will absolutely refuse to listen to that prompting, and so we will miss a miracle from the Lord. But look what happened here whenever Philip was told what to do. "And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship." Now, this man had charge over all of the queen's of Ethiopia's treasure. He was probably trusted quite a bit. And look what the man had come to do. The man had come to Jerusalem to worship. Now, let me tell you, there's not anything that will move the hand of the king like worship. So every one of us need to worship the Lord and praise Him and thank Him every day. Lord, I just want to stop right now just a second and tell You how much I love You, how much I praise You, how much I worship You, Lord, for who You are, the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. I worship You, Father. I praise You. And I thank You for who You are, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Now then, this man had come to worship the Lord. And it says, "And he was returning." Now this is after he had come and worshiped the Lord. He's been over to the temple. He has worshiped the Lord. "And he was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet." Now, isn't that amazing? Here a man has been to worship. Now he's got his Bible out, and he's reading the story that's written by Isaiah the prophet. "Then the Spirit said unto Philip." Now then, who spoke to Philip this time? the Spirit of the Lord spoke unto Philip. Who spoke to him and told him what to do in the first place? The angel of the Lord. So, lots of voices are out there. You need to tune yourself into them so you can hear them, because so many people don't hear them today. But, first of all, the angel spoke to Philip and told him where to go. And then when he was obedient and did that, then the Spirit of the Lord spoke to him and said, Philip, go near and join yourself to the chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. And he said, do you understand what you're reading? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Now then, because Philip was obedient, he got to share with the eunuch what the word of God meant. And in the process of sharing the word of God with the man came to Christ, the man was saved and baptized, and after Philip baptized him, he was caught away immediately to another city. So it's amazing how that all these stories that we get out, like these particular machines that you'll see on some cartoon or somebody, some scientist will come up with that's supposed to transport a human being from place to place or be able to travel in time. All that's good, well and good. But here we are thousands of years later, and Jesus was doing that from the beginning. So if you'll just serve him, there's no limit to what he might do for you, because he did it for Philip. Now, in Acts 27, it says, for there stood by me this night. Now, this is a story of what happened and to Paul. It says, for there stood by me this night the angel of God. Now, who is it that's standing beside Paul? The angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. And this angel was saying, fear not, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Can you imagine the Lord's going to give him the souls of all of these people? And he says, wherefore, sirs, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar and to God, and God, lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told unto me. Now, if the Lord speaks to you and tells you to do something, he will always do what he says he will do. Now, I have certainly been blessed in my life. I don't know. I have never made a list, but I am thinking that the Lord has spoken to me at least 30 times in my lifetime. I have literally heard the audible voice of the Lord at least 30 times. Now, I've only heard the devil's voice a couple of times. But a couple of times he come against me whenever the Lord would speak to me and tell me something to do. And it was going to bring forth a tremendous miracle. The devil was always there trying to make it not come to pass. But praise the Lord, I was always able to overcome him. You always stand on God's word, and you always do what the Lord speaks to you and tells you to do, whether he speaks to you audibly through a voice you can hear, or whether he speaks to you through the word, you always do what the word says, because Jesus and the word are the same. In fact, if you will do what the Lord tells you to do, he will absolutely speak to you. He will send these angels to help you. He will do great and mighty things. As in this story in Acts 27, we know as we continue to read, as of course I read that, and I'm sure most of you as Christians have read it, you know that regardless of what Paul went through, whether it was going to be a shipwreck or whatever it was going to do, and it was, that the Lord saved every man. Not a single one of those men lost their life at sea. God protected them. So it's always good to be obedient to do what he said. Now here's something else that angels can do. Angels appear in dreams. Now, in Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, it says, "But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream." Now, that's pretty clear, isn't it? In other words, when Joseph is in sleeping there, when people say, "I don't believe angels appear in dreams," they don't read the Bible, because the Word of God says right here in Matthew 1:20, "But while he thought on these things, behold, the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying," now he's talking to him in this dream, "Thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost." Now here this angel is giving him information. He's not only appearing to him in a dream, he's telling him in this dream what's going to happen in the future. He tells him that his wife Mary is going to have a baby, and tells where that baby was come from. Said that baby was conceived in her, and it was by the Holy Ghost. So she was going to have a baby, and she's still a virgin. So don't worry about it, Joseph. She has not been unfaithful to you at all. Mary is a very faithful woman. And, of course, the dream was fulfilled. And, of course, Mary did bring forth a child, just like the angel said. Now, angels protect the believers. In Psalms 34:7, now, what a comfort to know that you have magnificent angelic beings that are sent to protect you. And Psalms 34:7 says, "The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him and delivered them." Now, what was that? Psalms 34:7, "The angels of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him and delivered them." The angel of the Lord, if he's encamped around you, it's because you fear the Lord. And the Lord will deliver you. In Psalms 91:11, it says, "For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways." Now, can you think of anything better than having a group of magnificent, wonderful angels that's been given charge by the Lord over you to protect you? Well, continue to speak and serve God, and he will keep those big boys watching over you. I'd like to invite you to call us for audio and video tapes on these teachings. Our phone number is 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, you can get to us on the web, find a list of many of our audio and video tapes at www.tlsm.org. We'd like to invite you out to our church every Sunday afternoon, the Living Savior Church, at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. Come expecting a miracle from our Lord.